There are many in our society who say that they believe in Jesus, but they just simply don't see any need for organized religion. Well, I'd sure hate to be involved in unorganized religion. They say they can worship my own way, quote unquote, without being connected to a church. Well, that's another sermon. But first, we need to understand that Jesus founded the church. He organized his followers. He promised to build a church upon the faith and witness of Peter and the other apostles, and then sent the Holy Spirit to empower this fledgling organization. Jesus must have felt the church was important to his work on this earth. The church is even called the Bride of Christ in the New Testament. Now, for us guys, that may make us shiver a little bit, but just, you know, realize it means we're special to Christ, all right? When we follow Jesus. There are many reasons why the church is not an option, but is an absolute, essential part of God's plan for the world and each believer. But here are six of them. A, the church is the continuing incarnation of Jesus in the world. Folks, everywhere we go, if you claim Jesus as the leader of your life, and to many in this community, quite honestly, it doesn't matter if you claim Jesus as the leader of your life or not. Because you worship here, many in this community that are outside this church think you do. And so all that you do and all that you say speaks for the rest of us that worship in this place. Think about that. No stress there, is there? But that's true. Those of us who are members of this church and who have publicly proclaimed Christ as the leader of their life and their Savior, not only do people look at you and hear us speaking when you speak and when you act, see us acting, but also God has power behind you. And see, we are created in God's image so we can build up and we can also destroy. I hope we practice the building up part. Amen. So the church is the continuing incarnation of Jesus in the world. B, the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, folks, I want to make something clear that just hit me. Am I talking about this building?
No.
No. I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about you and me. All right? So, the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It was when believers were gathered together and praying with one another that the Holy Spirit descended upon them. See, the Bible commands us to meet together to encourage one another. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together. Encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You see, the New Testament was written to churches. And without the church, we would not have our Bible today. We need to understand that. D, Christians can accomplish far more together than they can apart. The work of Christ can never reach its true potential when individual Christians try it alone. E, each believer is gifted by the Holy Spirit for work in the church. The Bible teaches us that each Christian is given certain gifts and abilities by the Holy Spirit when one becomes a Christian. And when one becomes a member of a church, God already has a place for you in this church. And going back to my metaphor of the body, what happens when a ligament doesn't work? Or a muscle doesn't work? If we don't do what God has gifted us to do, this church limps at best. You hear what I'm saying? F, the church is essential for becoming a deeply committed Christian. No one will ever realize their full potential. How many times have I said that? Realize their full potential. How many times, huh? I hope you're hearing it.